Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. We're going to discuss your story about how you bought your first house at 19.
Yeah. Today we are going to just tell some stories and share some tips along the way. And hopefully these will inspire you if maybe you're a young person and you're wanting to buy a house at a young age. Maybe these will give you some ideas and inspiration on what's possible for you and different unconventional ways of buying even. We'll talk about rent to own later on and lots of good stuff.
Yeah. If anything, what you take away from today's show is you can.
Yeah.
There's always a you can in your future. It's what opportunities come in front of you. And when life presents you something, you can choose to run with it or you can be scared and live in fear.
So. That's very true. So I thought it would be fun to start today's show out with a quote from urban.org. And this has to do with the topic, and it's based off of some statistics that they took. So it says, those who bought earlier in life live in more expensive homes and have less mortgage debt in their 60s. Our analysis shows that those who bought their first house earlier are financially better off in their 60s. This suggests that deferring home purchases could have long-term economic consequences for millennials and the nation's economic well-being. While people make the choice to own or to rent that suits them at any given point, maybe more young adults should take into account the long-term consequences of renting when homeownership is an option.
That's super good. That's really cool, though. If you start young, you could use it as a retirement in a sense. You can use it as knowledge, paying your mortgage, the lending. All these things are going to equip you when you're older. Maybe you're in your 40s. Maybe you're only in your 20s. If you start young, you're going to have this knowledge now rather than later. And ultimately, we all got to adult at some point, right?
Absolutely.
And it's going to happen whether you want to or not. And it's only going to benefit you in your future. So
I agree. I think that, yeah, the younger that you can buy, in most cases, the better, which leads us to Spencer and I's story of how we bought our first ever house. It was kind of a unconventional way of buying, and the way that we found it was kind of crazy, and the way that we sold it was actually kind of crazy as well, which we'll get to that later. But
that kind of explains our life.
Yeah,
you know, we're pretty unconventional people. We don't think a lot of the ways other people think, which is good qualities.
And
that kind of, like I've said in the past, that just describes who you are, Mariah. And I love
you.
That about you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we bought our first house. We were actually 19 and 20. Mm-hmm. You were 19, I was 20. And we were engaged. And during this time, this was about a month before we would get married. And for some reason, we hadn't applied to any like apartments or rentals yet. We knew that we were going to have to go that route.
That's,
even though,
yeah.
I mean, we wanted to buy. I'd already been a realtor for a couple years at this point, or maybe about a year and a half or so. And so we knew we wanted to buy, but we already talked to lenders and we just knew that buying for us at that time wasn't really a possibility. So we knew we were going to rent, but we just hadn't even taken the time to do that yet. And during this time, I just kept just going back to like, okay, God, I trust you as our provider. Like, I know something's going to come up. We accept you as our provider. And about a month before the wedding, I was spending some time in prayer and I felt like I was supposed to just ask for a way for Spencer and I to buy a house.
Which, this is crazy.
We got married, which we already knew we couldn't. We knew it wasn't going to happen, but I just decided to say it anyway and pray for that anyway. And later that day, I called my dad and he was with a friend, and I didn't tell anyone about that, of course. And his friend was like, hey, why don't you buy my house?
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, super random. We didn't even know he had a house, actually. Yeah. This was a rental house. And so we went out and we looked at this rental that it was a rental at the time and he wanted to get rid of it. So that's why we had that opportunity. So we went out and looked at it and
it was in rough shape.
We did a lot to that house. And
I mean, if you're young looking at it, you're just looking for, you're looking at the dollar signs.
Yeah.
Seriously, I was like, well, yeah. I mean, it needs a new roof, flooring. It's, mm-hmm. it's, it literally had, it holes all the way down to the plywood underneath and the flooring. Mm-hmm. And just about every room, it's due to dogs just scratching on the floors.
That weren't supposed to be there.
Back deck, windows, siding, you name it. It needed fixed, replaced, or repaired. And it was a gamble. Mm-hmm. It was. And that initial walkthrough, like I said earlier, we can either jump on the train of fear or we can look at this and say, well, we got this beautiful opportunity in front of us. I don't really have much going on. The next thing is to rent a home. And why not do this? You know, I mean, we had an educated decision. Mm-hmm. It was currently being lived in, so we knew it was at least somewhat functional. Mm-hmm. And we looked at everything else, the costs, the fixes, the things that we wanted to do with it as sweat equity. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how we constructed this deal with this gentleman that was her father's friend, and that's how we came up with our rent to own agreement. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those opportunities where take it or leave it, you know, and we chose to take it, which I'm very glad we did.
Me too.
It turned out to be a dream.
Me too.
For us.
Yeah, we did a lot to the house, which we'll talk about later, but we just we looked at it and I guess we just felt peace about it. And I actually had didn't I tell you, a few months before this happened, I actually had a dream that we lived in the exact location where this house was at, which was super random because at the time I was like, that's not going to happen. I don't want to live over there because it was about 15 minutes from the side of town we were used to living on. So just super random. But we felt peace about it and we knew it was the right thing to do.
Which I think was super important, especially with us being engaged. Mm-hmm. We're young. Throughout this whole process, because we didn't live together prior to marriage, we just had a peace. We knew we were most likely going to end up renting somewhere, but we sat on it. We waited on it. We literally waited for Jesus, the Lord, to show something up, tell us what to do. We didn't make any rash decisions, and that just shows that waiting on the Lord is super important in your life. So if that's where you're at right now or what you're into, if not, talk to us. Let us see what's going on and let's talk you through it. But for the sake of just talking about waiting on the Lord, like if we didn't do that, our lives could be completely different. Mm-hmm. Because we chose to do something different that wasn't what he wanted to do, and we would be missing out on so many other opportunities in our lives. And if we didn't take that and get presented with this, then we wouldn't be here. Literally, if we didn't ask, we wouldn't have received that. And so this is a huge testimony, real estate aside, about Jesus and the miracles he can provide for you in your life, which in reality, that's what it's all about for Mariah and I. Real estate, yes, it's awesome, it's fun, but if we don't have Jesus and working that in our relationship, we have a little hard spot, and our relationship mm-hmm. wouldn't even be the same.
That's true.
I don't think it would. So with that being said, Warren, let's get us a break, man.
All right, let's take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about how you bought a home at the age of 19.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the story about the first house that we ever bought and sold. All right, so we signed the agreement to do the rent-to-own situation, and then mm-hmm. what was it, about a year after that we officially closed on it and our name was on the title?
Yeah.
And we'll explain that a little bit later on, how rent-to-own works and owner carry and everything we did to fix it up and all of that.
We'll kind of break down the deal mm-hmm. that we had, just so maybe if you're interested in making a deal, those are really rare right now, but just so how maybe we structured it, you can maybe structure yours as well.
Yeah. So we We were in escrow to actually about a year and a half or so, year and a couple months after we signed the rent-to-own agreement. We're in escrow to actually close on the home, have our name on title, own the home. Mm-hmm. And we, I don't know why, we both just really felt in our hearts like we're supposed to put the home on the market and sell it. And we didn't, yeah. It didn't make any sense because we really liked it there. And our plan was to live there for a few more years and then sell it and buy something else or keep it as a rental.
It made no sense to do that, honestly. Yeah. It was a 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,700 square foot home, 2-car garage on a great lot with a back patio. I mean, when you're our age, what else is there? You know, what else is there?
Payment, interest rate, all of that was good. But we just really couldn't shake the feeling that we had that it was what we were supposed to do.
Once again, we went on the gut.
Yeah.
We went on that hunch.
And we didn't tell anyone this, I remember, because we knew that our friends and family would probably be like, you guys are dumb, don't do that. So we kind of like tried to keep it on the DL, not really tell anyone mm-hmm. about it. But we had this plan in our minds. We decided like a few days before we closed that as soon as we close, we're going to put the home on the market. We didn't know where we were going to go or anything. That all came later. But it was really crazy because we had already made that decision, hadn't told anyone, and I met up with my best friend Cassandra, who is amazing and I love, and I met up with her for some acai bowls, and
I gotta share this about an acai bowl. We lived in Northeast Salem. There's a Jamba Juice about, you know, a half mile away. I walk in there one day with Mariah and they know her. And I'm like, how do you know my wife? Oh, do you want your usual acai bowl? She literally got an acai bowl like every day. She was the usual. If you go to coffee every day at the same place, they usually know your name. That was Mariah at this Jamba Juice. I was completely unaware of this for probably over a year now. But continue
story.
That
was like my dinner of choice because I didn't know how to cook yet. So anyway, I met up with my best friend and I get there and she was like, oh my gosh, Mariah, I had this really crazy dream that like doesn't mean anything, but it's super random. But basically what happened in her dream was we were all in this room with our friends and family, and Spencer and I walked in and everyone was cheering and celebrating. And they're like, yay, you guys just closed on your first house. Congratulations. And then in her dream, the Holy Spirit whispered in her ear and says, but they're moving. And she said, no, they're not. They just bought this house. They're not moving. And he whispered in her ear again and said, they're selling this house and they're not going to live here anymore. And when she told me that, I like started crying. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's the confirmation we needed, because we both felt in our hearts that we were supposed to move, but it just didn't make any sense.
You question
why.
Yourself. You're
and
like,
we hadn't told anyone. She had no clue or no way to know that. And
unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't make that up. So that's the story of our first house, how we bought it and then sold it. And then we were going to talk about a little bit about rent to own, what that is. And
so you can hand that off to me.
What we did to the house. Yeah.
I'll go over that.
Okay.
I'll go over that. So we bought the house, like we said. We didn't live together. We made the deal rent to own. And through all this, our deal was a balloon payment over 5 years. So meaning we're basically, we settled on an overall sales price over the 5 years. And every month, technically rent that we paid would deduct off the overall sales price. And then at the end of 5 years, we had the option to either renegotiate or take out a loan by then and pay out the owner. And then we would become the overall owner on the deed. And what we decided to do throughout all of this, which we didn't really discuss with the owner, is we could buy this home at any time just when we were pre-approved in lender approval. So we got home from our honeymoon in Mexico. And by then, we had already torn out all the flooring, paint, remodeled the house, basically, cabinetry, that type of stuff. Because, like I said, when we did our first initial walkthrough, it was rough. There was holes in the floor. I mean, it was livable. Obviously, people were in there, but it had terrible dog smell. Just those type of things. When it's your first house, it's not that appealing, and especially living in it for the first time together, you want something that's nice and you're comfortable in, especially in a new area that Mariah and I had never lived in. We grew up in Southeast Salem. Mm-hmm. We're in Northeast Salem now. So we went through and we remodeled it. We negotiated this rent-to-own contract, that 5-year balloon payment. But we then decided to just keep on doing all these repairs. And throughout all this, we realized that mortgage rates were coming down. And in this market that we're in right now, they're actually increasing. So slightly, they just elevated just before the ice storm we had about 4 weeks ago. But we realized they were coming down. But also, it was 2018. And we didn't know how much longer this housing bubble would last.
And yeah, at that time, it had been, I got into the business in 2015. And ever since then, like we've said this before on our show, but all we've been hearing is like, sell now, cash out now, because there's no way they could get higher. And I feel that way right now because I'm like, there's no way prices could get higher. It's nuts what you can buy. But anyway, yeah,
right.
Keep going.
So ever since then, housing has just kept going up and up and up and up and up. But then we didn't want to be greedy. And I always heard, well, pigs get fat. We didn't want to be pigs. Okay. So we wanted to sell. We were happy with selling. And after our purchase, we would walk away with a good amount in our pocket to reinvest that money into another piece of property. And so that's what we decided to do. We bought about a year and a half after we negotiated a rent to own. We lived there, we fixed it up, that sweat equity while living in there. And then we put it right on market, we resold it, and rolled our first investment into our current property we are in today. So with that being said, I mean, there's opportunity everywhere. And it just so happened that if this gentleman that hadn't been in Mariah's life for years now, that met up with her father, insisted that, hey, go check out this property, I'm looking to sell it, right when we get engaged, or a few months after we get engaged. Yeah. I mean, this would have never happened. And that's what I mean. Like, our lives would not be the same because we wouldn't have that equity that we raised from our first investment to roll into our secondary investment. And that's why that quote in the very beginning of the show is so important. If you don't start young, sometimes you will start later on in life. Eventually, there's going to come a time where we're going to have to start, whether it's renting, whether it's getting a new job, whether it's starting that new relationship. There's going to come a time where the road's going to cross and we're going to have to make a choice. And we simply made that choice to run with this investment, and it created wealth, opportunity, and just success for Mariah and I's newly marriage, which I mean, in marriage, I know a lot of you guys, you're like, well, financial freedom is really important, and stress is then off of you and lifted. So it helped us a lot, this opportunity.
Well, good stuff. Really good stuff. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Ventris Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Ventris Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. All right, I got to ask you, what's your real estate tip of the week?
Our real estate tip of the week this week is geared toward, to go along with the theme of our show, is geared toward anyone who is, I guess, just a younger person starting their adult life out. Maybe they're in their early 20s, or even someone who's in high school. I've talked to high schoolers who recently who just don't believe that it's possible to buy a house at a young age. And I really believe that it is, because there's proven steps that will get you there. And so I think if you have a plan in place and you have specific goals and you're actionable with it, I think there's no reason why it's not possible for anyone to do. So
yeah, I would love this to get into schools, local schools. I'm sure people talk about it.
This. Yeah, they don't. That's super frustrating to me, because after high school, we didn't learn any of this stuff about buying a house. I mean, about getting a loan. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah. But anyway, so I wrote out four tips or steps, things that you can do right now. So the first one is to start saving. And I know that that might sound obvious, but a lot of young people don't have a bank account yet. So go to the bank, open up a bank account. And that's huge. And just start saving consistently every single month. Because that's just going to get you closer to your down payment and closing costs and everything else that comes along with buying a house.
And you've shared this with me some in the past, at least. What's the average amount of money someone usually has in their checking account? Usually, you said like $1,000, $2,000, or even savings. I don't know.
Average American, I think it's like $1,000
in their savings.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave Ramsey tells you to put $1,000 in your savings in case your car breaks down or something like that.
Yeah, which is another thing they don't teach about in schools that they should, and maybe that's a reason why so many people don't have a good savings. But anyway,
save.
So the first thing, is just save money. Number two is get a credit card. Even if you are in high school, open up a credit card, use it wisely, obviously, but educate yourself on how to use it wisely. There's so many free videos on YouTube and resources all over that talk to you about how to build your credit.
Ask your parents. Seriously, they're older than you. Obviously, they have more experience maybe swiping their credit card. Yeah. If your parents aren't that great with credit, go ask somebody. Yeah. Seriously, go ask them. Be bold.
But a lot of parents that I've seen are like, don't get a credit card if you're that young, because they just don't see the benefit of it or realize that if you buy a house, you can't just go get a loan if you haven't had a credit history. You have to have had a credit history for at least a couple years. So start that credit history, get a credit card, use it wisely, learn how to do that.
Okay. And what's step three?
Pulling up step number three right now. All right, step number three. This isn't really a step, but it's a tip. And like I mentioned earlier, it's just simply have a plan. So if you're, you know, say you're 19 and you're going to be renting out rooms with friends, which is something that's really common right now for
super popular young people,
is just renting by the room. Why not try to be the one to own the house and have your friends rent the rooms from you and basically be paying your mortgage? I mean, I don't see why more young people don't have that goal, and I think it's because they don't believe it's possible. And also keep in mind, yes, saving is very important. However, if you don't have enough for a down payment, there are options for you. There's a USDA loan where you can buy a house with $0 down, and you can negotiate closing costs into the sale price. So I think obviously, yes, be saving, but don't just count yourself out if you don't have that money. That's still a possibility.
Yeah. And I think to go along with the theme of the show is literally, if you apply yourself, anything's possible. If you put yourself and place yourself in these situations, if you declare things that you want, it's going to come to you, because you're going to train yourself to actually think, well, I'm not who this person said I am. I'm who I say I am. And I'm going to make that become my reality. And that's really important. So if this is something you aspire to do, you want to buy a house young, you want to buy a house right now, maybe you're 30, maybe you're 28, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Get yourself aligned with the right resources. It might start with us. Give us a call. Here's my number, 503-507-3666. Seriously. And we can help guide you through that, get you connected to the right people, the right individuals. We got a beautiful team behind us. That's why we are successful. That's why we are top producers, and we love what we do in real estate.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.